So let's review. Our Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek taught, Ha'oichel kukiseves agasa, kamoya v'chagari nasa, v'hashayis emaloi lugmav, chayiv. The minimum amount one must eat on Yom Kippur to be chayiv karas is the size of a large date and its pit. Rapaba asks, kukiseves sha'amru, begari nasa, oi beloi gari nasa. Is the size of this date calculated together with the pit or without the pit? Ravashi assumes that it includes the pit, because gasa itmar, kol kama de gasa. Since the Mishnah uses the term kaseves agasa, we interpret it as large as possible. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Kaseves agasa sha'amru yiseru mikabeya. The size of a kaseves agasa, a large date, is slightly greater than the size of a kabeya, an egg. Vekimlu l'rabbanon debahachi miyas v'dayte. Batsa mahachi l'miyas v'dayte. The Chum determined that this is the minimum amount necessary to calm a person's pangs of hunger, as Rashi so beautifully explains. Although for all prohibitions of eating, the shir is generally a kazayis. That is because the Torah expresses the isser in terms of achila, which is defined as minimally a kazayis. However, the shir of the isser of eating on Yom Kippur is a kaseves agasa because it is expressed as inui, and only after eating this quantity as a person's hunger somewhat eased. The Gemara questions the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda from the following incident. Maisa v'hivil Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai litim eset tafshel, ulem mlil shtei kesabes b'tili shel mayim, v'amru helem l'sukkah. Some food was brought before Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, and two dates and a pail of water was brought before Rabbi Mlil, and they instructed their talmidim to bring it up to the sukkah. V'tani Allah, loy memnei shalach hakach, ela shiratu l'hachmar l'atzman. The Brisa clarifies that they ate in the sukkah not because halacha requires it, but rather they were being more stringent with themselves. On the other hand, when Reb Tzadik was given a quantity of bread less than the size of a kebeah, he acted leniently with regard to three halachas. Not lebemapa, he merely wrapped his hands but did not wash them. He ate it outside the sukkah. And he did not recite Berachas HaMazon after eating it. Now, the Gemara analyzes these two incidents. From Reb Tzadik we see that he acted the way he did only because the bread was less than a kebeah, implying that a shir of a kebeah must be eaten in the sukkah. Reb Gmuel ate two dates in the sukkah only as a chumrah. Apparently, they were less than a kebeah, for if they were greater than a kebeah, he would be halachically required to eat them in the sukkah. The Gemara therefore asks, Hashda shtei kaseves b'loi garinon loi have a kebeah, kaseves agasa v'garinasa mihavi yiseri mekebeah? It doesn't seem logical that two dates without their pits are less than the kebeah, and the kaseves agasa, one date, even with its pit, is larger than the kebeah. The Gemara offers two answers. Amr Birmiya, in, shtei kaseves b'loi gari nasan loyav kebeah, kaseves agasa v'gari nasa havi yiseir mekebeah. Rav Yirmiya answers that it is, in fact, so, because the volume of the pit is greater than the meat of the fruit. Rava amar hasam hain the time of mishum dehavale peiri, upeiri leboya sukkah. Rava answers that actually, two dates are more than the kebeah. The story of Rabbi Gamliel was referring to fruit, which regardless of the size, may halachically be eaten outside of the sukkah because it's considered achilas arai. Rav Zvid Omar. The Gemara now cites the opinion of Rav Zvid, who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and says, Kaseves agasa sh'amru chaserim kebeah. The size of a kaseves agasa is slightly less than the size of a kebeah. Rizvid tries to bring a proof from the Isra of Bal Yirah and Bal Yematzah regarding Chametz on Pesach, which is also quantified in the Mishnah of Pesachim by the Shirim of Kezayis and Kukaiseves, rather than using the Shir of Kebeah, implying that a Kaseves is slightly less than a Kebeah. However, the Gemara refutes this proof, suggesting that a Kaseves Agasa could conceivably be the same size of a Kebeah, and the Mishnah simply chose this Lashon. Ultimately, a Kaseves could be the same size as a Kebeah, whereas a kaseves agasa might be even larger than a beya, as holds Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Zvid cites as proof of the well-known machloikis in the Mishnah Masechtas Brachas, Ad kama mezamnet. What is the shir of achila that a person must eat to be included in a zimun for benching? Ad kezayis divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda imer ad kebeya. Rabbi Meir holds that one must eat at least a kezayis, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that a kebeya is required. And the Gemara explains, B'mai kamefugi, what is the basis of their argument? Remeir sabar v'chaltu zu achila v'savatu zu shtia v'achila b'kezayis. The term achila in the Torah is generally defined as a kezayis, and for this amount the Torah specifies uvirachta, and you shall bench. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds The Torah requires uvirachta only for a quantity of eating that produces sviya satisfaction, which is only at a kebeya and not a kezayas. Rav Zvid reasons, if a kesevas hagas is more than a kebeya, as Rabbi Yehuda suggests, if one is satiated from a kebeya, certainly he is miyas v'daite, he has curbed his hunger pangs from even less than a kebeya, and hence concludes Rav Zvid, a kesevas hagas must be less than the share of a kebeya.